All right, y'all know I'm the small list boss. I scale to a million a year with less than 1,000 subscribers, so I'm all about you don't need a lot to do a lot. But I am offering a special bonus for this round of $1 million email only that you won't want to miss. Oh my goodness, I know I say this every time, but I swear it's the best bonus we have offered yet, and y'all have been asking me to do this for forever. So if you haven't heard yet, $1 million Email is opening on June 2nd, Spicy Sunday. And when you join $1 million Email by June 4th, so within 2 days from the waitlist, you will receive an invitation to the $1 million Subscribers Challenge. In this challenge, we're going to help you generate 500 new subscribers, and not just any subscriber, $1 million subscribers for your next launch. You're going to learn how to grow your list quickly with $1 million subscribers, meaning people that buy all of your offers when you want them to. Even if you have nobody on your list right now, we will show you how to get started and get your first 500 subscribers. You got a small Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok audience? No problem. You don't have the funds or the desire to do ads? No problem. Don't want to even use social media to grow your list? No problem. No matter how small your audience is right now, you will learn how to get 500 subscribers. No webinars, no freebies, no challenges, no wait lists. One simple lead magnet that will generate the subscribers you need to scale to your first 100K to a million with email, just like I did. This challenge alone will be worth the entire cost of the program. We'll be teaching you the 5 things you need to do to get 500 subscribers, and the content is life-changing. I'm not going to tell y'all yet, but oh my goodness, join my email list so that you can learn, because I'm definitely going to share it over there before I share it here. But it is going to be so good. And let me just say, this works for any style of business, whether you are a coach, you're a service provider, whether you are a brick and mortar business, you're in person, whatever services you sell, whatever you offer, courses, memberships, classes, whatever it is, this is going to work for you. Okay. The waitlist for $1 million Email is open. Again, we're opening on Spicy Sunday, June 2nd. You just have to join by June 4th to get this bonus. When you join $1 million Email, you're going to have everything you need to make at least 25% of your monthly income with email in 30 days, and then stack that to 100% social media optional. By joining the waitlist, you will be able to get access to this exclusive bonus. Okay, you're going to get your first or your next 500 subscribers, and you are going to make so much money with email. All right, y'all, I cannot wait to see you in email.
Welcome to the $1 million Peace Podcast. I'm your host, Kirsten Roldan, and I help people build peaceful million and multi-million dollar businesses all day. I'm an Eurekan that ran a multiple six-figure funnel agency before becoming a $1 million business coach. I support coaches, service providers, and agency owners inside my two programs, $1 million Email and $1 million CEO, where I've enrolled hundreds of clients exclusively through email with a list below 1,000 subscribers and a lean team of just contractors. I'm able to take off from my business for months at a time without operations, delivery, or sales stopping. People are shocked by how much we do with such little stress, payroll, and social media. I'm on a mission to eliminate burnout from the industry, and I believe we can with the right team, systems, and mindset. I want more millionaires that aren't overworked and stressed. I want you to have peace. And that starts at the side hustle, six-figure, and multiple six-figure levels. Around here, we believe no peace means no growth, and we've got work to do. So let's dive in.
Hello, peaceful millionaires. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm really excited to dedicate the next few episodes to talking all about sales funnels. For those of you that don't know, funnels is my origin story. Like, everything for me and my business started when I started focusing on funnels. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit so you can get some context as to how I've, like, my experience with funnels and how I've developed my philosophies around my experience with funnels and things like that. So for those of you that don't know, I started in the industry as an online business manager. And as an OBM, I had the opportunity to, like, dip my toes into funnel strategy for my clients, funnel building, things like that.
And I've told this story before, how I had a client that wanted me to send emails for them, and it changed my life. It blew my mind that I could write words and my client could make money. Like, that just blew my mind. And so that was like my first introduction into the email world and seeing value in email marketing and funnels from there. And so I started like being able to dip my toes into it, testing it on my own business, and realizing the power of having obviously a really good email marketing strategy and not relying on social media for making money, but also having a funnel that could sell for you. Oh my goodness. Like, when I learned that, it blew my mind. But then as I like dug more into the funnel world, there are just so many things. There are so many opinions, so many strategies when it comes to sales funnels. And it was always really interesting to me because I was always like, y'all, it's so simple. Like, it could just be so simple. Like, my funnel is killing it and it's basic and simple, right? Like, it just really blew my mind how complicated people made sales funnel strategy and things like that. And so at that time, I started really developing some like spicy opinions on funnels. And I started sharing them through my Spicy Sunday series, through email and everywhere else. And I really became known for funnels. Like, that's what I became known for, because I just had a lot of opinions, like a lot, and I still do, and I still stand by them, you know, just around like having a simple automated funnel, how a funnel is just an email automation. It's really not that deep. How, you know, and I say that because obviously it needs to be strategic, but it doesn't have to be complicated, like the upsells, the downsells, the cross sells, the tripwires and all this stuff. Like, it just doesn't need to be. And so I really started to lean into teaching people how simple funnels could be and teaching them what they really need in a funnel, which is strong emails, right? Like, you need good emails. So obviously in the future, you know, I ended up having a group program called Finesse Your Funnel. And then from there, I realized like, wait, in order to have a really solid funnel, you need good emails, right? You need a solid email strategy, because a funnel is just an email automation. So you need high converting emails. So that's how I ended up into the $1 million email era of my business. So that's some backstory for those that don't know. So I really became known as like the funnel queen, the funnel boss. That's what I was known for. And I would help people build 5 and 6 figure funnels. And so I've worked with countless clients. I have clients to this day who are making multiple six figures from their funnel every single year, and they haven't touched it. They haven't changed the funnel that I built for them. And so definitely not new to this. I'm true to this. And I am really excited for that reason to give you all some more funnel content so that you all can make sure you have a really high converting funnel. And so you all can learn how you can get a funnel built by yours truly. So let's dig into the first episode of this series, which is what you need to create a funnel. So in order to know what you need to create a funnel, you need to understand what a funnel is and what funnels you actually need. Okay. Because people will tell you like you need, you know, 5 different funnels that go in and out of each other. And it's this whole like, you know, it's the buyer's journey. And it's from this point to that point to this point and that point. Listen, let's keep it simple. A funnel is just an email automation. Okay. It's, you have an opt-in, somebody subscribes to your email list, and then they get some automated emails. That's a funnel. Okay. So keep it really simple. A funnel is just an email automation. Now, what funnels do you need? You need 2 funnels. So you need a welcome sequence funnel. Okay. A welcome sequence funnel and a sales funnel. You don't need more than that right now. Okay. Specifically a sales funnel for your signature offer. Okay. You Do not need more than that. So, and what's important is you need to know the difference between the two. So a welcome sequence funnel is really designed to engage your new subscribers and prepare them to receive ongoing emails from you and to get them engaged and excited to receive emails from you. That's the point of a welcome sequence funnel. A lot of people will try to make a welcome sequence funnel into a sales sequence, or they will try to make a welcome sequence funnel like, okay, after they go through the welcome sequence, if they don't buy, then they get opted into this sales funnel, or they get opted in into this downsell funnel or this upsell funnel or whatever. No, a welcome sequence funnel is where someone subscribes to your list. They go through a sequence that engages them, excites them to be on the list so that they actually stay, because that's the key. A lot of you all have people go into a welcome sequence through like a freebie or some kind of opt-in that, you know, that they get, and then they just unsubscribe. They get the opt-in and they unsubscribe. We don't want that to happen. We want to keep them on your list, right? And then once they go through that welcome sequence, then they get subscribed automatically to your main list where they can get your ongoing emails. Okay. So it's really important to know that there's a different goal with a welcome sequence funnel than with a sales funnel. The goal of the welcome sequence funnel is to really, any new subscriber that comes on your list, they get retained, right? And then they're getting excited and engaged to receive your ongoing emails. Now, a sales funnel is going to be different, where the entire funnel is going to be centered around selling a specific offer in a specific time frame, right? So that's going to be the difference. Okay. So welcome sequences, like I said, engaging, exciting your new subscribers, getting them ready to receive ongoing emails from you, while a sales funnel has a very specific goal of selling a specific offer in a specific time frame. So that's step one, understanding what it is, what funnels you actually need. Right now, you only need a welcome sequence funnel and a sales funnel. And right now, like if you have a welcome sequence funnel already or a sales funnel already, and they're not converting, meaning the welcome sequence funnel isn't keeping people on your list, number one, and it's not getting them to take the actions that you want to take, or your sales funnel isn't converting at the rate that it could be, then you need to fix those. Okay. So you also need to understand how a funnel fits inside your business. All right. So a funnel can do a few things. A funnel can grow your email list so you have more people to send your weekly email series to. It can get leads for your launches. It can sell multiple offers at a time, not in the funnel itself, but rather you could be launching an offer while your funnel enrolls into another offer, right? And it can close sales just in general. It can close sales for you. Now, as a coach with a group offer, your sales funnel can replace one or two launches a year for you. So you'll still launch your offer for brand awareness, but your funnel will make sales for you in between launches. And your funnel will collect leads. And even if they don't convert, they'll convert in one of your upcoming launches. As a coach with a one-to-one offer, like one-to-one coaching, your sales funnel will collect leads and applications for you, and you'll convert them on a sales call, right? Or your evergreen emails and sales funnel will convert clients, okay? Like your ongoing emails that you send. As a done-for-you provider, same thing. Your sales funnel will collect leads and applications for you, and you'll convert them on a sales call. Your ongoing emails and sales funnel will convert clients, okay? So that's how it fits into your business. So basically, just to recap, again, as a coach with a group offer, it's going to sell your offer in between launches for you and replace one to two of them a year. As a coach with a one-to-one offer, it's going to collect leads and applications that drive them to a sales call more than likely, right? And you're still going to be sending ongoing evergreen emails, but between that and your sales funnel, you'll convert clients. Same thing for a done-for-you provider. Sales funnel will collect leads and applications for you, but your ongoing emails and sales funnel will convert clients. Now, why am I saying that? Because what ends up happening when it comes to creating a funnel is people will create a funnel and they'll just be like, yep, that's that's just gonna get all my sales, right? That's gonna do all of it for me. And they don't look at how it fits into the larger scheme of your business, right? Instead, they'll just be like, yep, that'll just sell everything, and they'll stop sending emails and they'll stop launching, and that does not work, right? A funnel is a sales vehicle in your business, but we don't want to just make it the only one when it's not currently there yet. You know what I mean? Like, you have to make sure you can get it to a place where it can be your primary sales vehicle before you just drop everything else. So you want to make sure you're fitting a funnel into your existing business rather than, you know, trying to like have it clear everything off the table. Does that make sense? Okay. Let's talk about the three components of a successful funnel. So there's three components of a successful funnel. Number one is a unique angle. So having unique angles in your marketing gets leads into your funnel and helps your offer stand out and actually get considered by your funnel buyer. Okay. So think about how many funnels you join because you're like, oh, that's a good topic, like for the webinar or opt-in or private podcast series, whatever. That's a good topic. But how often are you like, but I'm not actually considering buying? Right? Like, I'm just getting whatever they're giving me right now for free. I'm not actually considering buying right now. Or, okay, maybe you were considering buying because you're looking for something like this, but you get into the funnel and you're like, all right, like, there's nothing unique about this. I've seen this before. So what makes this different than any other thing that I've seen? Okay. So having unique angles gets your leads into your funnel and helps it, your offer, actually stand out and actually get considered by your funnel buyer. Like, oh my goodness, wait a second. Actually, I've never seen anyone talk about it like this. I'm so interested in this. That's how you get someone to convert in a short time frame, is by having your marketing actually put your offer up for consideration, right? The second thing is client results that prove your promise. So this is really important, having client results and case studies that prove the promise that you're selling. So this helps you build trust fast and convert cold leads. Okay. So again, when you have somebody going through your funnel, there's a set time frame that you want them to convert within, right? And a lot of you all will put countdown timers and discounts and all this stuff to try to create that urgency. When if you just had a unique angle and client results that prove your promise, you would build trust quickly and get them on your roster. Now, another reason why this is important is because a lot of times people like will send 20 part email sequences in their funnel. They'll have like 20 emails in their funnel because they're trying to build trust and show value and all this stuff. When really client results, having a wall of results that prove your promise will build trust and convert cold leads. Okay. I have so many clients that literally will message me and they're like, hey, I want to join. And, you know, $1 million email, for example. And they'll say on their onboarding form, literally, your client results sold me. You had a wall of client results. That's all I needed to see, right? So it could be that simple. And then the third component of a successful funnel is a simple email sequence. You don't want to rely on them going through your entire email sequence, right? Or like your entire webinar, your entire podcast series, whatever. You want to make sure that you have a simple and highly strategic email sequence where even if they don't finish it, like, let me say it this way, they won't even need to finish. I remember I had this one funnel for my offer for Finisher Funnel where people would get to the third email and they would buy. They didn't even need to finish the whole email sequence. So a lot of y'all are sequencing your email sequence, like hoping that they'll go through the whole thing, but we don't want that. We want it to make it to where they don't even have to go through the whole thing, or they don't even have to watch your whole webinar. Or they don't even have to listen to your whole private podcast series because the email sequence is so high converting that it doesn't need all that, right? And going back to simple, we don't want complicated upsells or downsells because it just distracts from the offer. But also, that's a conversion problem. Like if you have to do upsells and downsells, you fundamentally have an email conversion problem. Fix that problem. Don't go adding in upsells and downsells to try to like capture the lead. No, just fix the problem, right? And as a bonus, we'll say like, you know, there's three key components, but if you want to add a happy bonus component, it would be a strong bonus that isn't just money off. So not just a discount. And we'll talk more about that later, but like you want to have a bonus that isn't just a discount. You want to have one that actually creates urgency. Discounts don't create urgency like people think they do. And we'll talk more about that in upcoming episodes. With all that said, as a recap, we went over what a funnel is, what funnels you actually need, how a funnel fits inside your business, and the three components of a successful funnel. My agency, Million Dollar Inbox, has officially opened enrollment for our Done For You funnel building service. We're going back. We're bringing it back. I'm so excited. Oh my goodness. I literally feel like I'm going back to my roots. Like I'm so ready to build some funnels. So if you want to replace 1 to 2 launches this year, you're going to want to join. This is a 4-week service that helps you grow your email list with consistent buyers and replace 1 to 2 launches a year as an online coach or service provider. You will feel the ease of evergreen sales without having to test a bunch of funnels that don't convert, and enjoy your inbox being filled with new leads asking you questions about your offers and sales rolling in between your launches. If you're a coach or service provider who has made at least 100K in revenue in a year with your products and services, this is for you. If you have a funnel or two, but you want to increase your conversions, this is for you. If you have multiple launches a year and you want to replace 1 or 2 of them with funnel sales, this is for you. If you think you might need a marketing assistant soon, or you have one, but their email game could be better, this is for you. You just need a good funnel. You want to be able to have a funnel that brings in consistent sales so you can focus on improving your offers and taking more vacations. This is for you. Okay, so here's what's included. So it starts with a funnel sales plan. We will review your current funnel strategy and your messaging and optimize it for conversions. We'll go over your annual income goals and create a sales funnel plan that includes how you'll replace 1 to 2 launches a year with your funnel. Then you'll get 2 funnels built in 4 weeks. We will write and automate a welcome sequence funnel so you can grow your list with subscribers that will actually stay on your list and buy. No more generating leads just for most of them to unsubscribe. Then we will build a sales funnel that is simple and scalable that drives your clients to either buy or apply. Whether you have an offer that requires an application or you want people to buy straight from the cart, your funnel will do the heavy lifting and you'll create enough sales to replace 1 to 2 launches a year. And then we will also set up an automated funnel sales tracker so you don't need to add spreadsheet tracking tasks to your team's plate. You know exactly how many funnel sales you made that month and where they found your funnel, so you know what marketing channel to focus most on. All you have to do is book a sales call in our show notes and get a funnel that can replace a launch or two this year in 4 weeks or less. The investment is either $8,000 one time or 2 payments of $4,000. And we have a special pay in full bonus. By paying in full, we will rewrite your current opt-in and sales page to increase conversions. I cannot wait to help you create a sales funnel system that allows you to replace 1 to 2 launches a year, take time off, build relationships, serve your clients more, and feel more peace in your marketing. Now, if you don't feel you're ready for this yet, no problem. I'll teach you how to build your own funnel inside Million Dollar Email. All you have to do is watch my free training, How to Replace Social Media with Email, to receive a special bonus, the Evergreen and Launch Messaging Strategy Bundle, which will include an entire course on how to build your own evergreen funnel. This is only available through the link in my show notes. All right, y'all, so excited. First episode of this series is done. I'll see you in the next episode.